This is episode 2083 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the start of a brand new series we're exploring this week. This is a series all about giving yourself many moments of stillness all week long. Sometimes all it takes is just a few minutes to calm your mind and body, to give yourself a reset so that you can emerge back into your day with more peace, energy, and clarity. So you will discover a different mini meditation technique you can do every day this week. Now, you always have a challenge to start out your week, and this is a daily challenge I encourage you to do at some point each and every day. This helps you to stay attuned to what you're exploring in this week's series. So your mini meditation challenge is to give yourself a minute of stillness each day. Now, this could be your mini meditation that you do, but I encourage you to do this outside of your regular meditation ritual, because I'd like you to experiment with not only feeling stillness and peace when you're seated meditating, I'd also like you to experience how to recapture that sense of stillness as you go about a busy day. Maybe during your most stressful times, you could pause and give yourself a mini moment of stillness. This takes practice, just as when you sit down to meditate consistently, it can take some time before you actually feel comfortable sitting still and calming your mind down, taming it from wandering away. And this is all part of your journey of inner stillness. So when you give yourself these mini moments of stillness each day, I recommend that you do something. When you wake up in the morning, before you start your day, think about when you might need your mini moments of stillness the most. You can give yourself many mini moments of stillness. At least give yourself one each day. When you think about in advance when you might experience stress throughout your day, and you come up with a plan to help you target your stress, then you begin to use the techniques and to weave them into your day. Otherwise, when you're in that moment of stress, you can forget that you have these techniques at your fingertips. You can forget that you're participating in a mini moment of stillness challenge this week. So try to foresee when the most stressful times of your day will be. Usually there's something going on each day that causes us a little stress, or maybe you have something big and unusual happening in your life, as we all are these days with living life during a pandemic. But there are likely times that sneak up on you that you didn't expect to encounter stress. So this can be your go-to ritual that you do to help you calm your mind and body. Now, I'd like you to do one more thing in your mini moment of stillness. Take care not to zone out. So don't think, oh, it's my time for my mini moment of stillness, and then you close your eyes and maybe notice your breath, and then you just kind of zone out. That's not really going to allow you to emerge refreshed with more energy. You're likely going to feel a little disappointed, like that maybe was a waste of time and it didn't work so well. Whenever you calm your mind and body, it takes energy. Meditation is by no means passive. It's incredibly dynamic. You engage your will. So as you settle down and give yourself a moment of inner stillness, fully engage yourself. Become aware of how you're feeling. Rate your stress, just as we did in last week's challenge. Notice what caused you stress and think of what you would like to do as a technique to calm you down. For many people, that's a breathing technique where you calm your mind and body with your breath. For some of you, that's using a mudra where you position your hands in a particular way that stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. For some of you, it will be an affirmation, an intention that you repeat to yourself. There are many techniques you'll be learning, including all of those techniques in this week's series. In fact, I created for you, now that I am up and running on Instagram, I mentioned to you in last week's series that I just took a break from social media while I'm completely locked out of my Facebook account. I hope to gain access to the account somehow, although Facebook is ignoring my messages. Maybe I'll have to create another account. I want to mention this to you because I receive emails from Facebook letting me know whenever someone wants to join my free private Facebook group that I have there. We have several thousand members in that group, and I know there are several hundred messages waiting for you to join the group. But I want you to know that when I got a new phone, my phone number stayed the same, but my new device isn't being recognized by Facebook. So I'm currently, and I have been for quite a while, locked out of Facebook. So I'm not ignoring you. I just literally can't get into my account. So I'm not locked out of Instagram. I have been enjoying engaging with many of you there. Thank you so much. It's a new account, and I'm going to create a little video for you each week, just going over what to expect in this week's series and showing you some of the techniques. And I also create a guide that I will leave, and it has all the different meditation techniques right there for you, so you can see how to do the mudra, the breathing technique, the affirmation, and all the techniques I share with you there. I also share a sleep meditation and all kinds of things. I've really been having fun with it. So that is where you can find a little more support. I want it to be a resource for you to help you deepen your weekly series experience. Now, I will also mention, for those of you who want full half-hour guided meditations, you can try for 2 weeks free the Sip and Om meditation app. You'll receive the full guide that you can print out for your mini moments of stillness, as well as a journal, an inner stillness journal. So that is where you can find more. So now let's get you started on experiencing stillness as you settle yourself down and begin to unwind and detach from the cares and worries you were just thinking about. Begin to notice your breath. Not forcing your breath to become calm. Let yourself naturally evolve to a state of calmness. This can take a little longer on some days over others. Just honor how you're feeling at this moment. Allow yourself this stillness. Notice how you feel in your body when you begin to feel that peace, and you feel your heart and mind begin to calm down. And notice where you feel stillness the most. and focus on that area. And with your next breath, allow yourself to expand that feeling of stillness throughout your body. Allow this stillness to permeate throughout your body, calming and soothing areas of tension or tightness. And visualize yourself someplace where you feel safe and at peace. And begin to notice how this stillness affects you. Pay close attention to how you feel in this state of stillness. Continue sitting in this beautiful state of stillness you are creating. You are so worth slowing down for.